Welcome to our Fall City Tiger Coach Show with Coach Jack Banger. The Tigers get ready to hit the road tonight again back to Omaha. I think this is the longest trip of the year, at least in the regular season. Omaha Concordia, the opponent this week. And, Coach, we got to go back here and finish up last week, I guess. Played Conestoga, lost 24-19, finding it puts the Tigers where they didn't expect to be. 1-2 on the year, high hopes. You can't plan on anything, but high hopes to be 3-0 at this point.
Yeah, really, 5 plays is the difference between us being 0-3 and 3-0, and we're sitting at 1-2. So, you know, breaks haven't really went our way, but that's part of the game. You know, every game has come down to really the last play. You know, like I was telling somebody the other day, I said, you burn through a lot of Tums and Rolaids with this kind of season, you know. So, It's been a roller coaster, but, you know, we get some guys back this week. That should help, especially on the offensive end, getting guys back in positions they were slated to play at the beginning of the year. You know, and like I said, getting a little bit of depth so we can at least get a guy off the field here and there so they can catch their breath. You know, last week we had to throw the ball 32 times. We were struggling to run it just because, you know, we didn't have our starting running back. And Gavin, you know, put in a heck of an effort, but you know, he was battling a back issue last week, and we didn't even know if we could play him both ways in the second half, and he ended up going both ways in the second half for us. You know, we were right there. So it's just one of those things that it's football, and that's what you got to do, and you got to come back the next week. I'll tell you, we had a great day of practice yesterday. I thought our Monday practice was good. I don't think we practiced super well last week, so that's a good sign. You know, how we're moving and where our heads are at. So I like our game plan this week moving forward, and I think we just got to put this in the past. Our goals are still out there. We can still make the playoffs. We can still do a lot of the things we set out to do, and I think guys know that, and we just have to refocus. And, you know, usually breaks end up 50-50, and Lord knows we've had a lot of bad ones here in the first 3 weeks of the season. So we're due to get a few breaks here and there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Omaha Concordia, which one of them schools are growing? It's probably not going to be long. They're going to be a Class B football team or bigger. I mean, I remember we started covering teams playing them. We were doing 8-man football. Now here we are at C1, one of those growing schools in Omaha. You just kind of never know what you're going to get up there, do you?
Yeah, they've gotten better progressively every year. You know, the thing is that's going to be a struggle for us is they actually can sub. And they do. Brent Talbot's coach and I were talking after they played them, and, you know, he said what killed them, they were in it. It was like 16-14 at half. And then, you know, their guys just wore out because they could sub in guys. They're going to have probably, you know, somewhere between 40, 50, maybe even over 50 guys on their sideline. We're rolling in this week. We feel good because we got 24 now. So, that's kind of where we're at. But, you know, here's the thing. We pride ourselves on being tough, you know, and being in shape and well-coached. And so I think, you know, we got a little swag to us. We'll be okay. And I think that it's going to be a battle. I mean, they're 3-0. This is a great game for us and a good challenge. And I think our game plan is fun this week. So we'll see how it goes and battle as best we can and hopefully get out of there with a win and get back on track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I remember thinking back to this game last year. It was quite the ball game last year with the OCA.
Yeah, they've got two guys that interchange at quarterback. It's kind of interesting. They're two inside linebackers, really good football players. Their line, like Coach Coatney said, they just get after it. You know, they know what to do. They know their job, and they do it well. With their depth, like I said, they can stay fresh. They've got some athletes. They don't drop a lot of balls. They make sure that they cash in on what they get. So it should be, like I said, a fun matchup. We got to go up there, and it's a long trip because you got to go all the way across to Omaha, and it's an interesting field to play on. Not as interesting as Brown on Talbot's, but it's definitely a home field advantage for them. But like I said, we're excited for it, and we're playing football in the fall, and that's where you want to be, and you want to be competing. And, you know, even though we're 1-2, I mean, they've been fun games to watch. They haven't turned out our way, but, you know, they've been back and forth, and we've seen a lot of kids step up. And really the only blessing of the last 3 weeks is we have developed a little bit of depth. We got some guys that we can put in there and feel confident that they can do some things for us. So I think, you know, depth for Fall City is one thing, but just even having one or two other guys that you can put in is huge for us.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us this morning and this afternoon. We will visit with you tonight in the pregame show.
All right. Well, thanks, John.
Tigers kicking off at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have pregame coverage around 6:40 coming up on KTNC tonight.